Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, July 26th. The grains closed sharply higher, with December corn up 17 cents at $6.75. September wheat up 33¾ cents at $8.03¾. And November beans up 37¾ cents at $13.87¾. The meal was up another $18.18.70 a ton. Oil was up 40 ticks. This is really all about the weather. The forecasts look hotter and drier moving forward into next week. Doesn't look like there's a whole lot of rain out there. Looks like the heat ridge is developing and, you know, staying right over the central part of the Midwest. So it's going to stay hot and dry here for a while. The forecasts I'm looking at don't look higher than around 90 degrees. The worst is next Wednesday in Des Moines at 98 degrees, but there's no rain out there. Kansas, they've got some rains today. And then again on Thursday, it gets up to 97 again next Wednesday and Thursday. But with these rains, you know, I don't think they're going to do a whole lot of damage out there. And then Nebraska, they're looking at rains today, and they get up to 96 next week, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Again, no rain. So it is hot and dry, but they're also getting some rains out here. So I don't know that we justify as much as we rallied here this week. December corn, from Friday's low, which was 562, so we've rallied at 40 cents roughly. The wheat has rallied about 50 cents. And the beans have rallied almost a dollar in here. 98 cents from low to high in the last 3 days. Those are pretty significant moves. I don't know whether the weather really justifies this kind of price rally, particularly with the crude oil down $1.80, despite all this talk about Russia cutting the pipeline again. This was one of the lower closes in the last 5 days. Certainly looks like it can move lower to me. Dow Jones is down. I think you got to worry about recession. It's down 230 points as I'm speaking here now. But then we have to see what the Fed does with interest rates tomorrow, and then we'll have to see what the growth numbers are on Thursday. Did we have a second quarter that puts us into a recession or not? I think regardless of what the numbers say, we're in a recession out here. But I think we kind of overdid it out here in the last 2 days. It's, you know, a significant rally, and I just don't know whether it's justified. We're kind of making the corn crop. We've had some good rains. The beans, it's way too early, and a lot of places have gotten some rains. So, I don't know. I think it's just kind of a rally in a bear market myself. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.